Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let me take this moment to welcome in KEYS, 1440 AM, out of Corpus Christi, Kingsville, Rockport. I bet you the Antifa won't be going there. Very important, my affiliates. Without my affiliates, I'm just talking to myself, and I hate that when that I hate it when that happens. If you are a Dallas Cowboys fan, I am not one. But you may understand this. You're riding high and then it falls apart. Give it time. It'll happen. And for the past quarter century, that's exactly how things have turned out for the Cowboys. Supposedly America's team in their quest for another Super Bowl. It's the same for the anti-gun crowd. The gun control movement scores some state-based wins, gets a ton of media attention, and then things fall apart. It is inevitable. All you have to do is let these people talk, and voters quickly find out the insane bits of their agenda. Support for gun control usually spikes after a rampage mass killing. Usually at a school. Parents worry, it's a total emotional response. Let things settle and that voter good faith evaporates. Given the rioting that has erupted across the country over the death of George Floyd at the hands of the Minneapolis Police Department, there's an even bigger rush to buy guns. And in the last 3 months, 6 million firearms have been purchased. The COVID lockdown spurred this, but the rioting has seen many gun stores have lines running out of the door. I went and shipped a few guns back to Nighthawk today, and at the gun shop where I went, where I go on a regular basis, I'm looking at them like, man, what happened to you guys? Nothing on the walls. The handgun count is just about bare. People value their property and security, and they're protecting what they own, and that's indelibly American. Now, if anything, the overreach on the quarantine and the rioting shows why we have a constitutional right to own firearms. And in Florida, the state Supreme Court just shot the assault weapons ban ballot initiative out of the sky for being deceptive. Now, this initiative in the Gunshine State did not get enough signatures for the 2020 ballot, which shows how pressing this is for Floridians, but now it won't show up on the 2022 ballot either. In Florida, gun owners win that one. Coming from CBS 6 Albany on their Twitter. Why does everybody use Twitter? On their Twitter, the Florida Supreme Court is blocking the assault weapons ban from going to voters in 2022, saying the ballot summary is deceptive. Then everybody claimed victory. That's a gun rights supporter, you know. And we get this. Who's this coming from? I don't know who this is coming from. The Florida Supreme Court ruled Thursday that a proposed constitutional amendment seeking to ban possession of assault-style, whatever that is, weapons, does not meet requirements to go before voters. The Supreme Court plays a key role in the ballot initiative process. It reviews initiatives to determine whether ballot titles and summaries, the wording that voters would see at polling places, meet legal requirements. It does not decide on the merits of the initiatives. Thursday's 4-1 decision focused on part of the ballot summary that said the initiative exempts and requires registration of assault weapons lawfully possessed prior to this provision's effective date. The court majority, made up of Chief Justice Charles Kennedy and Justices Ricky Polston, Alan Lawson, and Carlos Muniz, said that provision all firmly misleads voters regarding the exemption because of a contradiction with the broader text of the proposed constitutional amendment. The contradiction involves whether the exemption would apply to weapons or to the people who possess the weapons, and the distinction could be important, for instance, if a gun owner dies. Specifically, the next last sentence of the ballot summary informs voters that the initiative exempts and requires registration of assault weapons lawfully possessed prior to this provision's effective date, when in fact the initiative does no such thing. Contrary to the ballot summary, the initiative text exempts only the persons, meaning the current owner's possession of that assault weapon. Sly. You guys were sly in Florida. Who put that one together, huh? See, in New York State, which, outside of New York State, New York State is actually a pretty big gun state. I mean, a lot of hunting up there. There are people carrying guns in New York State. Not so many in New York City, but in New York State. But they are registered, and they do have to ask permission of the state to get it. And if you don't have permission of the state to get it, then if you are caught with a gun, if you just happen to own a gun, well, then guess what? You're in big trouble. What some sheriffs do is they watch the obituaries, and they compare the obituary to the registration rolls. And then if somebody dies, because they got to know where the guns are. So if somebody at this address dies and it's the same name as somebody on the registry, they will give those people 5 or 6 days of, greeting. And then they will show up at the door demanding the gun. And that's the way that works. And that's why Florida wanted it this way. And I'm surprised, I'm stunned that the Floridian Supreme Court knew this and caught this and pulled that out of their hat. Even during a pandemic or a nationwide riot, the fight to secure the Second Amendment goes on. And we scored a big win here. And it always happens because self-defense is instinctive. If somebody's hitting you, it is instinctive to lash out, to fight back, you know? And if you give it time, these anti-gunners eventually go down in flames on most things. But that doesn't mean we just abandon the anti-aircraft batteries that blast their trash ideas to hell. It will continue on. They will try again. Although this time, I mean, the problem with this time is that they have really, really let the cat out of the bag on this one. You know, with what happened in Katrina, you know, we saw it on TV, and we were like, how horrible for those people. But we didn't know what that was like. We didn't know what it was like for them to go door to door and take guns from people. We saw that one old lady that had a gun, and, you know, she didn't want to leave, and she had a gun to defend herself that they took. But still, the majority of us, it didn't. We didn't feel it, right? We didn't feel that. Then we saw Hurricane Sandy, where in New York City they were going door to door, kicking it in. People were defending themselves with a baseball bat. They had like a pot on one hand. They were using a cookie sheet as armor. And still, we didn't feel it because it wasn't happening to us. L.A. riots. We saw the Korean shopkeepers getting up there with guns on rooftops, and we didn't feel it. It was one of those things you see on TV. Now, in a lot of places that have never had this kind of stuff happen before, people are feeling it. And this is one of those things. Now, the people that were in all those places that I just referenced, except for New York City, probably changed the way they thought. And I think we've got a lot of people now that have changed the way they thought. So many so that anti-gunners have shot themselves in the foot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I think it's very important to look at the way this looting began, this whole movement began. And I'll say this, and eventually this is, it, you know, I'm doing this primarily for the snowflakes out there that might be picking this up. The death of George Floyd is a tragedy. It's an atrocity. It is an unforced error. It was based upon, you know, it was based upon a claim of counterfeiting. And George Floyd was not the counterfeiter. He passed a supposedly counterfeit bill. I still have never heard whether or not that was actually a counterfeit bill. And he only passed one, right? Okay. He was not out there. He was not out there, you know, making $50,000 worth of it. He had one, and he passed one. And this happens. They get out of the circulation. If he was trying to, if all the money he paid was counterfeit, well, maybe there might be a little bit of something we could say there about that. But he passed a fake $20 bill at a location, reportedly, allegedly. He was arrested, he was placed in handcuffs, and then he was put prone on the ground. And that's when Officer David or Derek Chauvin, he decided to keep his knee on the back of Floyd's neck for nearly 10 minutes, and that killed him. He was had a couple of rookie officers around him, and I don't know what the third officer was. This was a officer of 20 years on the job. And for all I know, they just would not say anything to him because he was so senior. I don't know what it was. What they should have done is they should have got him in a choke and pulled him off the back of that guy's, you know, pulled him off of that guy's neck. They didn't do that. And now here we are. Now here we are. Yet the protests in his name and the calls for justice and all of that has been drowned out by the rioting and the looting and the wanton destruction of property by these thugs. And this will, I believe this is going to continue. I don't believe it's going to continue at a fever's pitch unless they really are funded by Soros. This sort of has his DNA all over it, but we'll have to check into this as we go. The leftist media say that a roving troop of white neo-Nazis are to blame. That is patently false. CNN, MSNBC, and the other lefty outlets have peddled a full-blown defense of the chaos and looting, calling it a mechanism for change or something or other. So while we're defending rampant destruction and lawlessness, who really supports the rioters? So somebody had to do a poll on that. This tells you that some people have more time than they actually should have when it comes to certain things. According to a poll, and I know this is going to shock every one of you, it's a group of people who wouldn't shock you in the slightest. It's young and wealthy leftists who support the chaos from their ivory towers. And these are also bound to be the most Trump-deranged individuals in the country who probably still believe the myth that the Russians colluded with the Trump campaign to win the election. $100,000 in Facebook ads. That's what the Russians did. You know, that's what they actually did. And why wouldn't they be able to spend $100,000 on Facebook ads? Coming from the Washington Free Beacon, we get this. Monmouth University researchers found that 62% of those aged 18 to 34 believe the actions of the protesters were defensible, with 22% saying the actions of the protesters are fully justified, 40% saying they're partially justified, only 29% that said that such behavior is never justified, well below the 44% mark of respondents aged 35 to 54. That doesn't surprise me either. One of the things I admire is a group of young people that they dominated Vine when Vine was an application. Then they moved to YouTube when Vine went away. And now they've moved on to TikTok. And some of them have become legitimate actors. There's one kid named King Batch who came on this when he was like 23, 24 years old. He's a Canadian. He went to school in Florida. He has regular acting gigs on Netflix. His name is Andrew Batchelor. He is completely immersed in this. He is part of the 18 to 34 that believe the actions of the protesters are defensible And he's probably part of the 22% that feel that it is fully justified. Similar results can be found among college-educated Americans, with 58% of college graduates saying the actions of the protesters are justified. Both the young and the college-educated were the most likely to express favorability towards the rioting and looting going on in major urban centers and areas. Protests also found their strongest support among wealthier Americans. 37% of those with reported incomes of more than $100,000 said the actions of the protesters were not justified, compared with 39% of those earning less than $50,000. On May 31st, Antifa was designated as a domestic terrorist group. Let's toss in the white leftists into the mix, of course, and we've seen some utterly unhinged nonsense from them. In Hackensack, New Jersey, had an event. A mostly white crowd cheered for calls of violence from a black activist. But then there was some white lefty who was using the common derogatory term for black Americans when... who was confronted by Brandon Farley, who was documenting the unrest in Portland. And, you know, the question was asked, you guys get it that you're not black, right? But this is America. Do what you want within reason. But, you know, many a leftist would tell you that this is classified as cultural appropriation. But then again, there's a lot of fluidity on the left concerning what the rules are to these pseudo-societal constructs that they've erected to ensure no debate occurs, which exposes their weak sauce talking points. But I think you get my point here. They are supported by a bunch of people that I think we should try to get them to come around to reason for a very short period of time. And then I'm afraid we're going to have to seize it. And guess what, boys and girls? Reality is painful. So painful. You're believing too much that you hear. You need to become a critical thinker. That would serve you so well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says a quick and strong economic rebound is underway after getting some really good news this morning. The government is reporting businesses added 2.5 million jobs last month when most experts were fearing a big loss. The president says the best is yet to come.
The numbers are great, and this leads us on to a long period of growth. We'll go back to having the greatest economy anywhere in the world, nothing close. And I think we're going to have a very good upcoming few months.
Investors on Wall Street happy with that news, as at the closing bell, the Dow was up 829 points to finish at 27,110. The S&P added 82, and the NASDAQ improved 198 points. Protests in many cities are expected to continue over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News. Towns and cities are facing costly collateral damage during the COVID-19 pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
As cities and towns across the nation are already facing huge costs from their responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, many are also dealing with costly stormwater and water treatment backups and clogs as people are improperly disposing of wipes and PPE. Face masks, gloves, and wipes are being flushed down toilets, causing wastewater clogs. Many gloves and masks get thrown away on sidewalks and in streets, contributing to stormwater backups. And even if they don't do that, officials say those items can end up being washed into waterways, posing dangers to wildlife. A spokesman for the American Society of Civil Engineers says people are taxing already aging infrastructure that's already deteriorating.
Tennis star Roger Federer is now the highest paid athlete, earning more than $106 million last year. That combines both his winnings in tennis and endorsements. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let's talk about the peaceful protesters, shall we? Let's talk about how this could really turn sideways for them. This could really turn sideways for them. A peaceful, and I'm using the word they're using, George Floyd protest nearly turned into a bloodbath because a radical leftist decided to bring a rifle. We're talking about Dateline, Texas right now. While open carrying a rifle in Texas remains perfectly legal, that was in the run-up to get constitutional carry and open carry in Texas. Lots of guys carried rifles in Texas. Brandishing it to off the racists and the MAGA people, well, that's not okay with anybody. Shouldn't be okay with anybody. It's probably okay to Antifa, but you get what I'm saying. Now, cops initially arrested 25-year-old Emmanuel Quinones Saturday after he brandished his AR-15 rifle at a rally in Lubbock, Texas. Yeah? Initially, the masked gun-toting hotshot refused police orders to drop the gun as he held it at low ready. And then he had a change of heart when police pointed their guns at him. Well, yeah, that normally is a... When a gun is pointed at you, it looks a little bit like a drainage ditch opening. It's quite sobering. But wait, As Billy Mays would say, there's more. Cops say the would-be mass murderer shouted, "President Trump must die, and this is a revolution," as they struggled to cuff him. Now, obviously, these cops knew what they were doing because not one of them put their knee in this guy's neck. Trump derangement syndrome is real and chronic in some people. Then when they went and looked at his Facebook account that showed he's a graduate research assistant at Texas Tech, he's posted a bunch of violent screeds as well as his plans to kill Trump supporters that might appear at the protest or any found nearby. I'm afraid this is alarming. I'm not going to quote his Twitter feed. I don't understand how a college graduate would talk the way he talks. I really don't. Federal prosecutors have charged him, and if convicted, Quinones can expect the feds to give him plenty of tender, loving care, and it won't be at Club Fed. And then we get more of this from Breitbart. Lubbock police officers arrested 25-year-old Emmanuel Quinones on Saturday after he was captured on video purportedly brandishing a loaded Smith & Wesson 223 semi-automatic rifle in front of protesters. KCBD NBC 11 reported. Protesters were standing in support of George Floyd, the black man killed by Minneapolis. Charges were filed by the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Texas. Federal officials say that Quinones, in view of the protesters, he held the rifle at low ready in firing position with the muzzle pointed toward the ground as panic rippled through the assembled crowd. Now, the one thing about carrying a rifle in the open, and I mean, I've been asking about carrying a rifle in the open in my state of South Carolina, and there is a very narrow set of circumstances which you can carry a rifle in South Carolina. One of the parts of carrying a rifle in South Carolina is that you cannot carry it in a threatening manner. There's a few other things that go in play with that as well. Let's just say that as I was reviewing all of the little details that come out of this, I just made the presumption that it just wasn't worth my time. Holding a rifle at low ready, which means you have your hand on the pistol grip, you have your other hand on the handguard, or in his case, he had a vertical foregrip. He had it down, muzzled down, in an attitude where he just needed to pull up on his support hand, and he was now involved in crowd spray. That could be considered by some an alarming matter. Here's what this is going to foment. And, I mean, we've been getting this for a while. I mean, we've had Greta Thunberg, who's been out there saying, we're going to put the world leaders against the wall. And everybody just eats that up like it's candy, like it's a Pez dispenser, you know? If I go to a protest, and I need to check the law on this in South Carolina, but if I go to a protest and I'm carrying a gun, but I'm carrying a gun concealed. Now, if I see somebody show up with a rifle, I'm going to start getting the angle on this guy. And I'm going to be watching what he does. I'm going to be watching him like a hawk. It's going to be so... And this is going to lead, in these states where you have open carry of rifles, which is legal, this is going to lead to a shooting. But this guy brought this gun to this thing to kill people. This was a rampage killing that never made it to the final stage. And therein lies their issue. Therein lies their issue. And what happened with the police in Minneapolis, the cop who was on his neck There's a lot of people that get upset with me for getting out there and saying, well, Bill, you're trying him in the court of public opinion. I'm sorry that we got video of dude with his knee on his neck. On his neck, not on his shoulder, not on the base of his skull, on his neck. And we got video of the guy laying there moving, and then we got video of the guy laying there not moving, not responding. And there will be other details come out that we don't know about just yet. There will be other details that will come out and tell us what happened when the EMTs arrived and all this other stuff. So, that, of course, that needs to be arrested, and we never need to see this again, but we will see it again. Because we're dealing with people. Becoming a cop does not make you a perfect being. As a matter of fact, it tests you. And we'd better figure out how to deal with this human condition. Because we're getting to see another side of the human condition, which is the hive mind, the mob think, the mindless destruction, all that stuff. So, okay, I get it, but this is not going to go the way the protesters think it's going to go. America is for Americans, not for the ones that want to decide who it's for. And this could be a problem for them. It's not going to be a problem for me. You know, I don't want it to go that way. I definitely don't want it to go that way. But hey, I'm not the one making these stupid decisions. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. New York City police are trying to determine whether the Wednesday's ambush stabbing of an officer in Brooklyn was inspired by anti-police sentiments expressed during days of protests and unrest, according to Commissioner Dermot Shea. Officer Yayenfront Jean-Pierre was stabbed in the neck while on an anti-looting patrol, spurring a struggle that saw the suspect shot and two other officers sustaining gunshot injuries to their hands. Jean-Pierre and the other officers, Randy Ramnarine and Dexter Chu, were expected to recover. The suspect, 20-year-old Zenon Kamovic, was hospitalized in critical condition with multiple gunshot wounds. He has yet to be charged, and the case could end up in the hands of federal prosecutors, with the FBI saying it would use every federal statute available to hold the perpetrator accountable. Information with Kamovic's lawyer was not immediately available. This happened just before midnight Wednesday in the hours after an 8 p.m. curfew that was intended to quell days of at times violent protests in the wake of Mr. Floyd's death. Along with the peaceful demonstrations, there have been smash-and-grab sprees and a string of assaults on police officers. And, of course, the commissioner called for calm Thursday at a news conference that opened with a broadside against elected officials and others whom he blamed for stirring up animosity by speaking against police and sharing videos on social media that, presented without context, are seen as evidence of officer misconduct. Now, let me explain something to you about being a leader with a clear-cut chain of command. All right? When I was a leader in the military, I never, ever took one of my subordinates and started going off on him in public. I never started anything at all with them in public. I would pull them aside. I would take them into an area of privacy, and then we would go to town. And if when I was done, If I was satisfied with it, I would move on. If not, we would move to the next level, whatever that might be. He might be getting in front of the platoon sergeant. He might be getting in front of the first sergeant. I don't know. But all the people that work for me in the military, all the people that have ever worked for me as a civilian when I was in a supervisory position, I always had their back. And right now, police, you know, you've got a police commissioner, a superintendent, whatever it is. You've got a chief of police, whatever that may be. And they need, the street officers need to know that somebody has their back. And it needs to be the people that are in charge. It needs to be the mayor, and it needs to be the city's attorney, or whatever they call him, in that position. And they need to know that, and they also need to be held to a very high degree of accountability. Simply because, you know, we know they're not human. We know they're going to mess up. And if you have a cop that starts messing up, you should do something to rehabilitate that cop. If he doesn't do something that's so egregious that he's lost that, you know, that's not a luxury that he has, being rehabilitated. Now, the police commissioner there said, I do not know how we got here. How do we move forward? I wish I had all the answers, but I know this much. We cannot reach that place until we end the hateful speech and the law-breaking and the unprovoked attacks against police officers and the rhetoric that fuels it. Now, because he is a bureaucrat, he can't get out there and say certain things. The police union head, Patrick Lynch, said he saw a connection to the protest. He's the president of the Police Benevolent Association. Did we doubt because of the rhetoric we're hearing, the anti-police rhetoric that's storming our streets? Are we surprised? I'm not. We said this was going to happen. The stabbing happened a block from a spot where demonstrators and police engaged days earlier in a long, long standoff. And police cars were burned and protesters were beaten with batons. Now, the attacker casually approached the two officers stationed in the area to prevent pilfering around 11:45 p.m. and stabbed one, Officer Jean-Pierre, according to Mayor Bill de Blasio. Officers a short distance away heard gunshots, rushed to the scene, and saw the man with a gun in his hand, believed to have been taken from one of the officers, Shea said. Responding officers then opened fire, and it appears to be completely cowardly, despicable, unprovoked attack. They recovered 22 shell casings, the officers, they didn't say where the hand wounds came from. This is the bad thing about the police in New York City. In New York City, their training is so sparse that they have developed something called the New York Trigger. And it's for their Glocks and their SIGs and everything else. It's a 12-pound trigger. So that means the trigger pull on the gun outweighs the gun by a factor of 4. So when they're pulling that trigger, they're actually having to exert so much pressure, they're coming off target. And this has happened too many times in New York. If these guys were out there and they got their hand shot, I could see one of them getting their hand shot. I can't see both. Now, Bill de Blasio is a leader now without followers. And this is problematic only for him. It's problematic for the cops, and it's problematic for the cops because he keeps getting out there saying things and throwing them under the bus. But it's problematic for him because a leader without followers is alone. And I don't know what his presidential aspirations were, just abysmal, and now what he's got going on now is even worse. It's hard to imagine. One of the things I've said many times is that, you know, one of the reasons I carry a gun is because I can't carry a cop. And the other thing I've said is we should be able to have whatever we need, you know, in the way of magazines or whatever. because, you know, cops don't get mugged. It's going to, you know, the street crime is going to happen to a civilian, right? Not anymore. Not anymore. Wearing a uniform now, in a lot of ways, is a target. They run up to police officers and stab them now in New York. They treat police officers with such disrespect in New York City that even Andrew Cuomo is stunned by it. And at the same time, they've been criticized for harsh tactics as they try to enforce this curfew. And more than 350 current and former members of de Blasio's administration published an open letter Thursday denouncing brutality, such as officers swatting protesters with batons, a police vehicle driven into a crowd, and an officer seen throwing a woman to the ground. Here's the problem. If you don't want violence, don't bring it, though. Are they supposed to just sit there and keep turning the other cheek, even though they're just having, you know, that riot helmet can only take so much, right? So, this is disturbing, and there's some disturbing things coming out about Ahmaud Arbery that we're not going to have time to get to. I mean, we will hear more and more details to this, but see, now the George Floyd case is taking a back seat to all of this other violence that's occurred away, and that's really not what should have happened. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. As we do, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.